This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, I encouraged you to always remember the essence of a Christian worldview. Review it when the going gets rough. It'll encourage, comfort, and inspire you to press on and persevere courageously. Since it's too soon to quit, what should I be about? First, foremost, and always, my desire should be that God would consider my walk worthy of His calling. Then I should establish some good purposes. To make sure our purposes are good, they need to be biblically based, prayerfully developed, and thoroughly evaluated, including by others. Having faith in our good purposes, however, will not make them happen. We must act, but we must act prompted by faith that the purposes we're acting on are good and that God will empower us to see them fulfilled through our actions. The important point is this, that God's power is what fulfills these purposes. If they really happen, it's because of God's grace and it will result in Christ being glorified. That should be our only concern. If it is, Paul points out, some of that glory will reflect on us. But when people see this happen, it will be similar to what Jesus said in Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good deeds and pursue and praise your Father in heaven. That's what life is all about for the Christian. If you're able to go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, let me encourage you to do so and review this study of 2 Thessalonians 1. Pray that God will enable you to live it out in your daily life. Let me know if this has been helpful to you. Lud Goltz at Outlook.com.